Blackstone Audio presents Tomorrow by Graham Swift. For Tim. Were we not weaned till then? John Donne. The Good Morrow. 1. You're asleep, my angels, I assume. So, to my amazement and relief, is your father. Like a man finding it in him to sleep on the eve of his execution. He'll need all he can muster tomorrow. I'm the only one awake in this house on this night before the day that will change all our lives, though it's already that day. The little luminous hands on my alarm clock, which I haven't set, show just gone 1 in the morning, and the nights are short. It's almost midsummer, 1995. It's a week past your 16th birthday. By a fluke that's become something of an embarrassment, and that some people will say wasn't a fluke at all, you were born in Gemini. I'm not an especially superstitious woman. I married a scientist. But one little thing I'll do tomorrow, today, I mean, but for a little while still I can keep up the illusion, is cross my fingers. Everything's quiet. The house is still. Mike and I have anticipated this moment. We've talked about it and rehearsed it in our heads so many times that recently it sometimes seemed like a relief. It's actually come. On the other hand, it's monstrous, it's outrageous, and it's in our power to postpone it. But after their 16th birthday, we said, and let's be strict about it. Perhaps you may even appreciate our discipline and tact. Let's be strict. But let's not be cruel.